The Industrial Society presents a film strip in the series Human Problems at Work, entitled Introducing Changes. Miss Connor, the new staff supervisor at Rockbiz, is puzzled, not to say angry. Listen to her.
How absurd, difficult, and stick-in-the-mud can people be? You'd think that in this space age, people would jump at new, time-saving ideas. Well, you'd be wrong about this office. When I was appointed 3 months ago, I found that Rockbiz, like many other city offices, suffered from a shortage of good secretarial staff. The obvious solution was to introduce dictating machines, which I did, with the backing of the general manager. A month before the new system was due to start, I called the typing staff together and told them about it. Oh yes, and just one more thing. The machines we've chosen are extremely simple to understand and operate. They'll be delivered in a fortnight's time, and we shall put the new scheme into operation on the first of the month. The girls accepted the news fairly quietly, I thought, but I could have been wrong, because before the month was up, two girls gave in their notice, and two more were off sick. And there still seemed to be a lot of discontented faces round the place. To the men concerned, I sent a memo explaining what was going to happen.
Following the scheme to put the secretarial services on an efficient basis, as from the first of next month, dictating machines will be introduced into the offices of all departmental staff below the rank of senior assistant. As far as possible, typists will continue to do the work of the same principals. A note about using the machines will be circulated in due course.
The men didn't take too kindly to the idea, though no one actually refused to cooperate. I suppose Mr. Brown voiced the general opinion.
It isn't going to work, Miss Connor. You'll see.
Well, I have seen. The scheme's been going for a month now, and what's happening? The typists complain that they can't understand the dictation. The punctuation isn't clear. Almost everything has to be done twice. Mr. K has abandoned his machine and writes everything out in longhand. Mr. Naylor regards his machine as a fascinating toy and fills reels of tape with obviously unnecessary notes and comments. Only two of the machines are being used effectively. I'd like to know why the scheme hasn't worked, because it really would be the complete answer to the problem here. And I'd like to know what's been going on behind all the uncooperative faces.
Well, what has been going on? Let's see.
Audio typist? After my parents saving to send me to a top secretarial college? Not likely. I'm going to the agents at lunchtime.
Me in this typing pool after 5 years' service? Just the same as all the new girls? No fear. I'm going to write after that job in the paper this morning.
If machines save time, they'll save people too. I know I'm the slowest typist here. If they start cutting down, it'll be me.
My shorthand'll get rusty, and it took long enough to learn. Suppose I want to apply for a proper secretary's job. What am I going to do then?
I'm terrible at machines. I'll never be able to manage one. Suppose I can't. What'll happen? I might even lose my job.
Why did they have to move the desks round like this? I could have shared the electric point near Joan's desk. I loathe sitting next to Connie Sullivan.
And what have the men been thinking?
No good expecting a machine to patch up my punctuation the way Miss Rogers did. I hope to goodness the girl that gets this tape will put it into some kind of shape and use a bit of sense.
If it won't start properly this time, it's going out at the window. I haven't got all day to mess about learning machines that I don't even want to use.
Why should Cameron keep his typist? I know how the fellow's gloating. Of all the ridiculous, unfair arrangements...
I'll give her dictating machines. She can get a load of this lot. Extract from counsel's opinion in the case of Rex versus Copping, tape number 11.
Resistant to change? They certainly seem to be. Can you suggest why?